This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
I was broken when you got me, with holes that would let the light through.
Close your eyes and listen to the songs of Sam Phillips, and you might find yourself somewhere else. A dusky cabaret, maybe. Lights low, a velvet curtain.
Blind dancing.
Sam Phillips writes all her own songs, internal meditations with dreamlike, often puzzling lyrics. She says life has reinvented her lately, and that comes through in her music.
I just read recently, Henry Miller was talking about the fact that for him, and I think for me, that the artist, the writer, comes before the human, before the person. I have become a torch singer through a lot of pain and a lot of experiences that I've been through.
Where do we see that in these songs, do you think?
The song that might say it best is, the line that now that it's broken, let's open the world.
Hiding in mirrors, invisible stage, my life went on without me till pain brought the house down. Now that it's broken, let's open the world outside. A corner's falling into life away. Every time you look at me, you're in disguise. Too many endings and the pain has drawn a stranger in your eyes.
I noticed that the word broken seems to pop up in a lot of the songs on this album. It's in the very first line, I was broken when you got me, the first line of the first song. And over, all these images of hearts being broken and hands. What's going on there?
You do get to that point where you feel like you're trying to fix your broken hands. I mean, it's almost impossible. But what's interesting is that I think fate and life does come along with amazing metaphors. You know, I started out in gospel music when I was very young, thought I would, change the world. It's a very strange place to begin.
Is there something from your time as a Christian singer and as a writer of Christian songs that you think that maybe carries over into any of the writing that you do now?
I have a deep faith, and I don't see myself as a confessional singer-songwriter or a storyteller, or as a realist or a journalist. I'm much more of an impressionist or an animator when I write songs, or even a dancer. I began, really, that's how I learned music, during learning dance when I was very, very little. And I learned to develop my ear and my sense of rhythm and melody through, through my body.
Where you took the light, you're all around, but I haven't found you. You're coming in right through my skin.
You tell really vivid stories in some ways in these songs, but there are a lot of spaces in there. You're holding a lot back.
Yeah, one of the things that I don't like about singer-songwriting, or whatever you'd call that, is that there a lot of times the stream of consciousness type of thing, it seems like it leaves no room for the listener. And I wanted to really, make a lot of room for the listener, to invite the listener in. So I think if you get, it's a fine line how specific you can get. You do want to connect with the person you're singing to, but at the same time, you don't want to take up all the room, all the oxygen.
If you think about one of the songs, maybe the song Reflecting Light, say, where are you leading the listener there, do you think? Where do you want him or her to go?
It's not over till it's over. There are a lot of little deaths in our lives and crazy experiences and dead ends, but something's next, something, and I believe something beautiful can come next.
Now that I've worn out the world, I'm on my knees in fascination, looking through the night. And the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting light. I rode the pain down, got off and looked up, looked into your eyes. The lost open windows all around, my dark heart lit up the skies. Now that I've worn out the world, I'm on my knees in fascination, looking through the night. And the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting light. Do
you see all of these songs fitting together in some way? Is it almost like writing a little book for you?
Yeah, in a way. I think the character who's sometimes me, sometimes someone else, you know, there's a song that I wanted to be alone, and you could, I love subtitles that are longer than the songs, longer than the titles themselves. You know, you could subtitle that one, How to Laugh at Infidelity When It Happens to You. You know, and the character finds herself in that position, and then on Red Silk 5 finds herself in a very intoxicating double secret life relationship with someone else. So I think it's many camera angles, many ways of looking at pain, at love, looking at it from the inside, from the outside, you know, above it, below it. So I think this is torch music. I think it's modern torch music. And I guess, you know, a lot of people might not be familiar with that term, torches and tortured. Certainly torches and carrying a torch for someone, meaning, you know, you love them, but they might not love you, but you have hope, which is maybe sometimes the worst thing you can have. Because again, I think maybe it keeps you from finding out what is next.
We can't fix what's broken. So let's leave it here and walk on. I'll be right behind you.
The new CD from Sam Phillips is titled A Boot and a Shoe. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.